Chapter 2, From Checkup to Dental Health Check. To start developing the focus on health, I suggest that the concept of the routine appointment, or checkup, is banished. Most practices quite rightly pay a great deal of attention to the new patient appointment through introducing treatment coordination or using practice meetings to find ways to improve the new patient experience. However, most practices fail to develop a similarly impressive journey for their existing patients or for their new patients' subsequent appointments, leaving them at risk of failing to return regularly or seeing them leave for a new, more impressive practice. The regular exam appointment has to be the most important appointment to get right for patients. It's the one that patients keep most frequently, and therefore the one at which, I believe, dentist reputations are made or broken. I often remind dentists who've been in practice for 20 years or more that if their long-standing patients have stayed with them for all that time, they will have experienced up to 40 exams, but hopefully only 5 or 6 incidences of treatment. This is why the exam appointment is key and why it's essential that the patient feels that the dentist is just as interested in seeing them as they are at fixing things or doing treatment. Sadly, I find too many dentists are bored by exam appointments. They know these are not exciting treatment appointments, yet without exams, what treatment need can be determined, and believe that these appointments do not tax their best skills. But is an accurate assessment and diagnosis the most taxing intellectual skill of all? Again, perhaps as a result of accepting low fees for exams to date, most dentists try to do these appointments as quickly as possible, keeping costs to patients low. In my opinion, speedy exams mean less feedback and information to patients. Less feedback and information to patients may mean a cheap service, but also an unimpressive one. As in all instances where information or communication is bypassed, the patients will draw their own conclusions. Unfortunately, the immediate conclusion may be that the dentist isn't interested in them or doesn't have time for them. I've been developing a new regular exam experience with patients for the past 15 years or so, creating a framework that introduces feedback on the experience. I felt it was very important to change the language of the checkup, which I remember from when I was a little girl in the north of Scotland during the 1960s. In those days, checkups routinely took 30 seconds or less, or so it seemed, to complete, and consisted of an apparently quick poke around the mouth and a look for holes to fill. In fact, I was 23 in 1983 before I met a dentist who told me there were other aspects to checkups and talked to me about dental health and prevention. Shortly after this, I started working with dentists and discovered there was more to dentistry than holes and fillings. Yet even now, towards the end of the second decade of the 21st century, when we ask patients what their dentist was looking at or checking during their last appointment, the routine response from patients is teeth, gums, and oral cancer, but only rarely. And when we ask patients what they feel the purpose of the exam or checkup is, the response is invariably looking for holes, or fillings, or to find work that needs doing. First of all, the three key perceived assessments are only a part of what dentists are actually doing during an exam. This means there's a huge opportunity to help patients be more appreciative of this appointment. Secondly, note how the one thing that the patients believe dentists are looking for, holes, reflects my 1960s view of dentistry. If patients believe dentists' priority is to identify holes, problems in other words, what incentive is there for patients to return for regular exams or screening which they will have to pay for or take time off work to attend? No wonder dentists are finding it difficult to keep patients on their recommended recall schedule and committed to regular hygiene visits. The naming of the first key appointment. In the mid-90s, I started searching for an alternative word to replace checkup and examination, both of which I felt had negative connotations for patients. Eventually, and together with the practices that helped pioneer this approach, I decided that the words dental health should always be the prefix to whatever other word the practice liked to use, whether dental health check, dental health appointment, dental health exam, dental health recall, whatever. Dental must be included because this was how the patients thought of the experience. I know the more clinically correct word would be oral, but then that is less understood by patients than dental, and it can also lead to other thoughts and definitions which are definitely not useful to the dental experience. Health is an essential part of the appointment and therefore reinforces the positive aspect of the visit to both patient and practitioners. Finally, after testing many different final words to describe the experience, I began to realise that receptionists were finding some of the more ambitious words difficult to use with patients who inevitably came into the practice talking about their checkups. We finally settled on dental health check as the preferred name for the appointment, so receptionists in particular could say the words without seeming to contradict the patient who might come in for the next 10 years for a checkup. Shortened to a snappy DHC, it now sounded bigger and broader than a checkup. That was, after all, our aim. Action points from this chapter. 1. Cultivate appreciation amongst patients for the care you provide by making sure they know that you're checking for the health of many aspects of the mouth as opposed to just looking for problems to fix. 2. Consider abolishing the words exam or checkup and replacing with dental health check or another name that indicates you're taking a holistic approach.